Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's bring in Pete Huff right now to get the ESPN Outdoors Report going from Best Dam Guiding Service. Pete, what's been going on in your world this week?
I was over to Green Bay this past weekend, did pretty well there. A lot of big fish that we threw back, anywhere from 24 to 28 inches. We kept a couple that were a bit smaller, but a lot of nice fish. That limit has changed now. It's only one fish over 15 inches on the bay and one fish over 28 in the actual river.
Okay, so there's some big fish out there, but there's also some little fish out there. Now, I have a question about fishing. So once the ice goes away, does fish activity change? How dramatic does it change, say, from when fish have spent the last, well, in this case, it hasn't been that long, but when they have all winter long and they have the ice over the top, and then all of a sudden it's gone in open water, does that change their patterns, or how do fish react to that?
Yeah, well, water temp dictates a lot of things, and they'll go into their spawning patterns here. A lot of the areas I've been in have ranged from 40 to 44 degrees, and seeing some walleyes and perch that are getting close to spawning here. But on the Madison chain, we were ice fishing and catching big bluegills, and literally the day the ice went off them fish, they would hardly bite, just because it's such a change. It changes how they act, definitely, with ice versus not. I've also been to the Mississippi River, did quite well this week. And yesterday I was at the Wisconsin River up by the Dells. We had some smaller fish, but we were able to get a few nice legal-sized fish there, too.
Do you like fishing the Wisconsin River? What do you usually look for there, and how is that fishing? Or maybe it depends on where you are in the Wisconsin River as well.
Just looking, using side imaging and looking for pods of fish, and then you can use your live scope or forward facing, and you'll see groups of fish, and then kind of casting on top of them fish, typically with hair jigs or flies, or just the old fashioned jig and minnow seem to work.
With so many dams in the Wisconsin River, does that really change the fish patterns and things like that, depending on where you are? You know, anywhere from up north to the southern part of the state.
Yeah, I'm not seeing the flow like in past years, obviously, with the low levels. And I actually don't think a lot of these fish have made their big runs like they typically would. When you have that snow melt and runoff, you'll get a lot more of a push of fish. And I seem to think a lot of these fish are just staying back in the lakes. I did try to go up to Puckaway today, like I was saying off air with you, and got up there, and the first launch, I would have had to have my entire truck in the water to get the boat off the trailer. And then the second launch, I would have backed off the concrete. And it goes to show that we are in a very low water year right now.
So hopefully that'll improve as the weeks go by. Maybe get some rainfall this weekend and check that out. Hey, Best Dam Guiding Service, Pete, tell us about it.
If you'd like to book a trip, I'm booking trips here all the way through summer. You can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Dam Guide Service.
Pete, I appreciate the time. Let's hope we get that boat in the water here soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Wade.
Let's head down to the Madison chain and bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. Pat, to kind of a transitional week for a lot of people. What's it been like down by you?
Well, yeah, all the ice is officially off all of our Madison lakes here, and now that game fish season is closed, there haven't been a lot of people getting out, but folks are finding some good panfish action around town in a lot of the shallow bays, Monona Bay. They've been finding some crappies down there, and so there's plenty of opportunities, people hitting the rivers, and trout season's open, so still some great opportunities to get out and do some fishing.
So do you find that do people, obviously, the game season closed on Sunday, how busy was that last week? Because you talked about people having their boats out.
Yeah, I mean, Sunday itself actually was very, very windy, so there weren't a lot of people out that day. But Saturday, it was a pretty nice day, and all the launches that I saw around town had quite a few boats out. So a lot of folks getting out and enjoying that last and pretty rare chance to get out and open water fish before game fish season closes.
So anything else people need to know about what you're hearing on the Madison chains this week?
Well, not much. I mean, we're just, you know, looking forward to some nice warm temps this week, and I'm sure lots of folks will be getting out, and spring fishing is right at our doorstep, so here we are, and we're ready to go.
Well, DNS Bait and Tackle obviously is a must-stop if you go head down and fish in Dane County and in the South Central Wisconsin region. Tell us about it, where you're located, what they will find in the store.
Yeah, we've got all of our spring stuff out now. We're putting the winter stuff away, so we've got everything anybody needs to get out on open water. We're at 1411 Northport Drive, here at the corner of Northport and Troy Drive, just a quarter mile from the Warner Park Boat Launch, and a quick jog off the interstate for anybody coming into town.
And tell us about your extended fishing report that you offer a fisherman across the region.
Yeah, every Friday we do a updated fishing report. We have a phone line you can call, 608-BIG-FISH, but we also post an online version that we list on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and you can find that at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop. So yeah, happy to keep that service going.
Pat, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
Thanks, Wade. Always a pleasure. Take care.
Let's head over to Fishtails in Fox Lake right now. We got Tim with us this week. Tim, good to hear from you.
Yeah, same here.
Hey, what's been going on in Fox Lake? Is the ice completely gone?
Well, you know, the ice is gone. Our official ice out date was March 3rd. That's relatively early. I think the earliest I had on record was February 28th. But this is right up there as far as one of the earliest iced out. So Fox Lake is totally ice-free, and I heard Beaver Dam was ice-free as well.
Is there anybody around here that has ice? It's probably gone now across the region until you go up north, huh?
They, guys are coming in here, said going north of Stevens Point, there's ice. One of the guys that works for me here goes up to Gogebic. They're still fishing there. Up in the UP, they're fishing. Yep, around Hurley, Rhinelander, some of the small lakes have ice on there yet. But you have to get north of Stevens Point.
How about a little closer to Fishtails? Have people been getting out of the boats out already? Are people fishing?
Well, you know, we get these sunny days. There's been a couple of boats out. I wouldn't say we've got high traffic. I seen a couple boats out in the jug yesterday. You know, game fishing, of course, is closed, but you can still go out and fish bass. It's catch and release only. So some of the bass fishermen are getting out there early, working the shallows to fish bass. But other than that, pan fishing has been a little quiet. I did hear they're starting to pick a few crappies up on the bridges out on G and FW. Other than that, it's relatively quiet right now.
It's never quiet at Fishtails, though. Tell us where you're located and what people will find in the store.
Well, we're at downtown Fox Lake. We're at 529 West State Street. We're open 7 days a week. We're just starting to flip the store over now. We've got all our ice fishing stuff tore down. As we speak, we're starting to get our spring, summer fishing stuff hung on the shelf. So stop in and see us. We've got a very good selection of rods, reels, baits, everything you need to go out and enjoy a day on the lake.
Tim, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week. Thanks.
Have a good day today.
Let's head over to the Landing Bait Shop on Little Green Lake and bring in Todd. Now, Todd, you were one of the last people we talked to that actually had ice available for people to fish on. And from what I understand, that may be a thing of the past.
Yeah, you know, we had that big wind and everything, and it opened it right up. So the ice is gone. I think the last fisherman was on Sunday. And now today I'm actually going to be putting my launch pier in and starting the summer season.
So do you think, does somebody take pride in knowing they're the last person to ice fish on Little Green Lake for the year today? Did you know who it is that walked off last?
No, I didn't know. I saw them out there, and I thought, boy, that's kind of nuts. But they made it. I watched them. They made it on and off. So they probably had to jump the last 4 feet to get off the ice. But they were out there. So, you know, now we're going into summer. We've got actually the, if you come out here, we've got the DNR. They're doing some netting this year. They're doing some surveys on the fish. So you'll see a bunch of nets all across the lake up against shore, and those are the DNR nets. They're doing a creel on the walleyes and muskie and northern pike.
Will that affect fishing at all for people that get out there?
Well, that season's closed right now, yeah. So you can't fish for those fish anyway. But, you know, the bass fishermen can definitely come out and pan fishermen. So you just got to watch the nets. They're marked pretty good.
So with the open water, have people been out there taking advantage of the boats been getting in? And what have you been seeing? What have you been hearing?
You know what? We just got it. It just opened up 2 days ago. So Just the DNR boat's been out, but I'm sure this weekend, if it's nice, there'll be guys coming out.
Well, Todd, tell us about the Landing Bait Shop, where you're located, your hours, and what you have to offer when people come out.
You know, I just switched the shop around from winter to summer yesterday, so we're all set for the summer fishing. We're getting bait in, crawlers, and everything for the summer this week. And so we're open starting this week. We're going to be open 6 days a week. We're closed on Mondays. We're open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we're real easy to find. We're right on the south side of the lake on Melmar Drive. You just follow the big signs in.
Hey, thank you so much, Todd. We'll chat next week.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2024 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as you bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland. Rick, sounds like you've been dealing a lot of baits this week, not on the water very much.
I haven't been on the water at all, to be honest. But, yeah, this is the time of year, and it's actually about a month early that a lot of bait shops are tearing down their ice fishing stuff and putting up their summer stuff. And, you know, all the bait shops, they want new baits, and I've been complimenting them and putting a lot of new baits in a lot of stores this week.
So about how many different types of baits do you have? If people aren't familiar with what you do at Raw Bass Customs, Rick, what do you do and what do you offer?
I actually paint 89 different blanks from bass lures, walleye lures, and musky lures. And out of those 89 different blanks, I mean, the color options obviously are endless. It's just, it's kind of crazy. And a lot of guys have had a lot of custom orders this week, you know, and a lot of guys want, you know, purple dot here and a blue stripe there. And it's kind of crazy what I do, but yeah, I mean, the options are endless. That's for sure.
Now, what if somebody's listening and they have a bait shop somewhere, are you open to, obviously, how would they contact you if they want to start carrying your stuff?
They can call my cell phone or email me basically. My email's on all the baits, but I kind of got a policy where, you know, I don't like putting baits in within like 45 minutes of each other. So I like to spread them out and, you know, the competition isn't as good. And to be honest, you know, some local bait guys, they don't want the guy next door having my baits as well. It's kind of a special deal.
I got you. So they can inquire and you'll see if it fits into what you do then, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Hey, you were out dealing with wood ducks, this wood duck houses. Tell me about it.
Well, you know, every spring, you know, the wood ducks breed in houses. You have to basically have a special wood duck house, and I had a couple of them made. And Monday, I took them all apart kind of and put all new cedar chips in them. They love the cedar chips for their nesting. And already this morning, I had wood ducks in the houses already this morning. So that was pretty cool. I mean, I put them out on Monday, and already on Thursday, I got wood ducks in them. So it's that time of year that they breed. And what's really cool is, you know, every morning you see the wood ducks on there, and every now and then you'll see merganser come in there and lay eggs as well.
Isn't it kind of weird, though, that you can't find ducks during duck hunting season, but when you put the wood duck houses out there, they show up within 10 minutes?
Well, that's exactly right. But then, you know, all my buddies are giving me crap. You know, here I do all these things for the wood ducks, you know, and I create 30, 35, 40 wood ducks a year. And then, you know, all I do is shoot them, you know, when the season starts. So, you know, it's kind of like having a fish rearing pond. You know, you put a bunch of fish in there, catch them and eat them. So, yeah, it's kind of weird.
Do you have to, like, maybe have some nice music in there, a couple candles if they're using them for mating?
I do put some candles in there once in a while. You know, they tend to not like the music, but, you know, yeah, put a little corn around them. You know, they like that too, little acorns. They, you know, little meal, little romantic dinner.
Hey, you know, you said you haven't been out fishing now very much. We're kind of in a transitional type of thing, but have you heard anything else going on in the world of outdoors here this time of year? What should people be looking for?
Well, if you got nothing to do this weekend, the Milwaukee Sentinel Journal sports shows down in Milwaukee. I mean, it's always a mixture of hunting, camping, fishing, outdoorsy kind of stuff. They have log rolling competitions and stuff. You're looking for something to do, but a lot of my friends, like I'm personally getting my boats out this weekend. you know, a lot of my friends haven't been out, but I will tell you, if you are out, I mean, the water levels on all the lakes and rivers are extremely low right now. And you got to kind of be careful when you're going out. I mean, we need rain and we need a lot of rain to start filling these lakes and rivers up, because obviously we had no snow runoff.
I learned that if you're trying to put your boat in this week and you don't bring your waders along, you probably need them, because you're going to have to get pretty deep into where you normally would to get that boat in the water here.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, I was just down, even on Fox Lake, I was just down the boat ramp yesterday. And, I mean, it's low. You're going to have to back way in, and hopefully there's enough water to get your boat off the trailer.
All right, Rick, where can people find Rob Bass Customs? What bait shops are you in?
Fishtails just got their 2024 lure fill in Fox Lake at Dick Smith down in Pewaukee. I was down there yesterday filling them in. And I imagine like M&M Tackle, it'll be next week. We'll be getting them in there as well.
I appreciate the time, sir, and good luck doing what you're doing this weekend. Thank you.
All right, Wade. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.